Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hi, this is Fritz Onion. I'm here today speaking with John Somnez about his new course, Enterprise Library Validation Application Block. John is a longtime C#.NET developer with roots in C++. He's recently started developing applications for Android and iPhone as well, putting a focus on mobile application development. John has spent many years working as a consultant for a number of different projects and has deep ties to the Agile community. He's also very interested in automated testing using tools like Weight-N or Selenium. On any given day, John could be programming in C#, Java, Objective-C, VB.NET, or all of the above. Thanks, John, for talking with us.
Sure, no problem.
So, John, this is your sixth course in the Enterprise Library series, and I think we just have one more to go, the security and encryption coming up next. But this one covers the validation application block. And my understanding is the validation block gives you a way of integrating data validation into your application. So do you want to kind of give us an overview of how this fits into your app and how the validation system works?
Sure. So this is a pretty powerful validation system. I'd say that it's mostly targeted towards validating your business objects. And it basically works by one of two ways. You can either annotate your classes with some attributes that say what the validation is. For example, you know, you might have a class and you might have a name on there, and you might say, well, the name can't be null and it has to be a certain length. So you'd write some annotations directly onto that class, and then you'd create a validator and you could validate that class, and it would give you results, error results that would tell you whether or not it was valid. And if not, then how did it fail? What was the problem? And so that's the one way that you can use it, but you can also use it as a configuration base. So you could basically not annotate your class at all, and you could, in the enterprise library configuration, which would go into your web config or your app config, you can specify a set of rules that apply to a particular type and then allow or perform that validation. You still have to put some code in your app to actually do the validation, but the rules would be coming from a config source as opposed to being hard-coded, which is pretty neat because it gives you that power to be able to change your validation at runtime or without having to recompile your application, and you still get all the benefits of using a pretty powerful validation engine.
Yeah, so that validation does sound very powerful. Let me get an understanding of exactly how this works. So you're saying that if I had, for example, an employee object in my system, and that had an attribute on it called salary, I could declaratively in my configuration file say, for all instances of the employee class, make sure the salary value falls within a range of, say, 0 to 100,000 or something. Is that what you're saying we can do?
Exactly, yeah. You'd be able to specify that. And the nice thing about that would be, let's say that you wanted to change that, you could change that without having to recompile your app. You could just go out there, edit that config, change that value, and then you'd be up and running with that new value. The only thing you have to do in your code is to actually create a validator object or from the validation factory and then call validate on, and then you're processing your, you know, generic validation results. So as long as you have that part in your app, then you know, where it actually gets the rules for validation, that can all be configurable.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. And actually, the example I chose is apropos, isn't it? So if your salaries happen to increase, you can just go in and make that change.
Right.
Great. Okay. So you mentioned this is probably best targeted at your business layer, your business objects. So you manually make the call to perform the validation and then look at the results to make sure they were good or look at the errors and messages if they were bad. So do you want to describe a couple of scenarios, you know, with different technologies of where this would fit in, like with a WPF application or WCF application or even a web application, right? Where might it fit into each of those categories of apps, if at all?
Oh, sure. So, you know, there actually is integration for this block into pretty much all the technologies. So there's WPF and WCF, an ASP.NET integration. So you can actually use this in your front end if you want to. It's probably not the best choice in a lot of cases, like for example, ASP.NET, just because ASP.NET already has a pretty powerful validation engine that does the client side as well as the server side, where this would only do the server side. But you know, in my course, I do include some, I do show you how to do WCF, and I include some links for WPF and ASP.NET. But really where I would use this, or where I have used this in the past, is at that a little bit below that UI layer where you're trying to validate some business logic, where perhaps maybe in your application, before you send an object to a database to save it, you want to check some rules on that to make sure that it's correct. Instead of trying to enforce those constraints in the database where it's more difficult and you have to deal with the error handling of SQL exceptions and whatnot, it's a little bit nicer to move that up one layer and to put this validation right before you do saves, or you know, after you've changed the state of an object. And I really like doing it there as well, because you can apply different rule sets as well. So that's one thing you can do with this block, is you could, you know, for let's say you had your employee object, you could have different validation rule sets that apply in a different context. That's all configurable. So you might say, okay, when I'm saving this employee under this context, here's the salary requirements. It needs to be between 0 to 100. But when we're saving, you know, a CEO salary, then we're going to put different, or maybe executive team salary, we're putting a different set of validation requirements to validate that object. So even though it's the same object in the system, you're changing the rule sets based on the context.
Interesting. Yeah, that does sound powerful. Great. So you can specify it based on type in your config file, and you can also annotate your classes with it. Are there any restrictions in terms of what types of objects you can validate, or you know, where to apply these validation rules?
Actually, it's works pretty well on pretty much any object. You know, you can even validate a tree of objects, which is pretty neat as well. So let's say that you had, like maybe you had a employee object for your example, and it had some collections on it. Maybe it had subordinate employees, or like it's immediate reports, and that was a collection of employees, or it had some other collection on there of data that, or other objects on there that you want to validate. So if you want to validate that entire tree, there's even rules that you can specify in the configuration to say that when you validate this object, this property on here is a list of employees as well, and it validate all of those. So you can do that nested level of validation. And yeah, it's really, I can't think of any scenarios off the top of my head where you wouldn't actually be able to apply the validation. It's definitely pretty powerful.
Yeah, that does sound compelling, to be able to kind of recursively enumerate your data structures and apply it all the way down to the bottom. Great. So this is the Enterprise Library Validation Application block. If you're looking for a way to introduce validation into your business objects, this may be the tool you're looking for. A new course by John Somnez. Thanks very much, John.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs, or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.